Well, Windows 8 has arrived on the scene, and like many IT pros, you may be wondering how it's going to impact your imminent move from Windows XP or your recent Windows 7 deployment. Hey there, everyone. I'm James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we do have some expert answers for you. With us is Joel Sherman. He is a senior Microsoft product development specialist at the PC Connection family of companies, has more than 7 years' experience in the software channel, five of those specializing specifically in Microsoft. Joel basically lives and breathes Microsoft. He is our go-to guy. He has managed to maintain his sanity in this ever-changing landscape and a lot of changes in the recent years. Joel here to offer his perspective on Windows 8. And Joel, really do appreciate you joining us today.
My pleasure, James. I really enjoy these.
Let's start off with a known fact. Windows 8 definitely has a strong slate/tablet play. How do you see that really affecting the desktop environment?
It's Windows 8 has actually been designed to work on a desktop and seamlessly on a tablet. So for the first time, Microsoft is actually giving you the ability to have the same interface across multiple devices. There is a desktop feature in Windows 8 that will give you the same feel as your traditional desktop environment. However, with the implosion of BYOD and active interfaces, Microsoft has actually just created a new operating system that accommodates that. So Windows 8 RT is designed to run on low-powered ARM chips. This is a true tablet operating system. The desktop OS will give you the full power you are used to, including the ability to run all applications on a single device. Windows 8 RT will not have that full functionality, but for a tablet interface, Windows 8 RT is the best way to go.
All right. And as we move on in this podcast, we're definitely going to give our IT folks some ideas on why they would want to be moving to 8, especially as I mentioned in the beginning, if they maybe have just wrapped up to move to Windows 7, why a move to 8 would also be something they want to consider. But before we get there, a little stop down enticement to our listeners. I think a lot of people have been reading and hearing about the buzz, but from your perspective, Joel, what do you see as kind of the new, the amazing, the compelling, the most highly anticipated kind of features and capabilities that end users, including our IT users, because they're going to be using these machines to do their work. What are some things you think people are really going to get out of these new Windows 8 devices?
So Windows 8 is the first major interface change since Windows 3.1 moved to Windows 95. For the first time, you have touch interface that is also works with the mouse and the keyboard. You have these active tiles that, whether it's a calendar or an email or you've got customer forms or whatever that you're tracking, that are active. They will move with you. As new appointments pop up, the calendar tile will automatically move with you. For the first time, the start button is gone. There's no more start button. It's a little odd. But with all your desktops and applications laid out across that desktop interface, or what they call the start interface, you no longer have to have a desktop. Or you just start typing the application, and it will automatically pop up for you. So it is really a radical new interface for Microsoft. What's really neat is no matter if you're on a tablet or a desktop, you have a consistent interface across all devices. No longer do you have to switch between what does my iPad look like versus what does my Android look like versus my desktop. You now have the same interface across all devices. So it allows for a consistent, flexible work style. No matter if you're sitting at your desk, if you're walking around with a tablet, or you're working at home, you now have a consistent and flexible work style.
Well, let's stay on that route, and let me bring it back here to that slate tablet factor. Let's do a little compare contrast from your perspective of those other tablets and operating systems, Android, iOS. What do you see as the advantages that a Windows 8 tablet brings to us, especially the organization, the enterprise type customer?
The primary advantage of the Windows 8 tablet is it now has many of the advantages that a laptop had as far as your workforce that travels. You can have domain policy. You can drop in group policy, or don't, let's try that again. It has many of the features and benefits that you want within a laptop and a tablet. For example, it has domain join. Domain join allows you, the second you come into a mobile work environment, such as a branch office, you boot it on, it automatically connects to that environment. You no longer have to go through authentication on it other than your normal Active Directory authentication. It is location aware. So when you boot it on, if you have a Salesforce that's very road warriors-like, and so one day they could be in Los Angeles, the next day they could be in San Francisco, the next day they might be in Las Vegas. When they boot it on, they get all information right there that is pertinent to their location, whether it's news, weather, et cetera. The biggest compelling advantage is that with Windows 8 RT tablets, if you have software assurance on your desktop or you have a virtual desktop access subscription for your VDI environment, or if you have a Windows Intune subscription, this can be added to your environment at no additional charge. You do not have to buy a second license to license Windows 8 RT in your environment if you meet one of those three caveats. It is a very compelling story. So for the first time, you now have the same four factors across multiple devices. You no longer have to switch how you work as you move from one device to the next. And furthermore, this is the first operating system by Microsoft that is no longer clunky on a tablet. Microsoft has tried to enter the tablet market previously with Windows 7 and with Windows XP, and frankly, it was a disaster. It had low adoption, it had low use, and it was just clunky. Well, Windows 8 RT runs smooth, it runs seamless, and it gives you all the power you need and the ability to connect so that you are able to work in a smooth environment.
Yeah, those other options, they weren't quite ready for prime time, but now it looks like Windows 8 RT definitely is. That's all the reviews that I've heard and all the people I talk to, they really like what they're seeing here. Let's get into a couple scenarios for you. And again, talking to our IT listeners here, here's something I can see. I can see someone listening saying, "Hey, Joel, I just finished a rollout from Windows XP. I just moved on to Windows 7. Why would I even think about upgrading to 8? I'm on 7 now."
And you know what? That's a great question, and I think that's a question a lot of our IT professionals are going to face. Windows 7 is the last great desktop operating system. It is a proven warrior. It works great. But if you are an organization who is focused on desktop transformational activities, and by that I mean where your environment is focused on company data or company applications and not the machine, then Windows 8 is actually the logical choice. Furthermore, with the explosion of BYOD, bring your own device, and the release of Windows 8 RT, there's finally an operating system that is that has a consistent interface that is extensible to multiple form factors. And what I mean by that is a consistent interface no matter what device you're using. So it really depends on what your roadmap is as an organization. Are you still dedicated to a desktop-type environment, or are you focused more on applications and data? If you're focused on those two, then Windows 8 is a logical step.
Well, let me roll this scenario in here then. We just said, had been on XP, we moved to 7. You gave some examples of why 8, again, once you get that roadmap, why 8 might be an upgrade for you. What if I'm still on XP? I know that Windows 7 is battle-tested. You just said, hey, latest and the last really great desktop OS. So if 7's so good, I'm on XP, why would I skip 7 and go right to 8? Why not just land at 7 for a while?
And a very good question. The reality is that 8 may not be right for you. You may, as an organization, look at it and say, you know what, Windows 7's proven, Windows 8 is just, I'm just not ready for it. There's an old adage in IT that says you never adopt a Microsoft operating system until the first service pack is released. Windows 7 kind of defied that trend. Windows 8, I think, is going to be different because there's such a different interface. I think you're going to see a slower adoption on it, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing with going to Windows. There is nothing wrong with going to Windows 7. The reality is, if you're on XP, you have to move sooner than later. XP, Microsoft is going to end XP support in April 2014, and this is a huge deal. This means they will no longer offer patches. They will no longer offer hot fixes. Microsoft is going to end of life that product. XP has been a warrior. By 2014, it will be a 12-year-old operating system. The time is right to move on. You now have two very viable choices with Windows 7 and Windows 8. and the reality is that moving to 7 is a viable plan. But when your organization is ready to move from the desktop to a VDI, a virtual desktop infrastructure environment, then Windows 8 will be your next logical step.
And again, it sounds like it's about taking those, you know, that time to evaluate where is your organization headed. And we know so many groups are evaluating. They've done the server virtualization. They've done that in the data center. That next step for a lot of groups is to the desktop. A lot more people putting that on their priority list for 2013, 2014. So again, you sounds the good advice is get an idea of where are you headed, and then you can make that right choice. Let's do this. We wrap up by me asking you this, and I go back to the title of this podcast. We called it Straight to 8. Your advice, a couple action steps that teams need to be thinking about, as you mentioned, because XP support will be ending. There will need to be a move.
Yep, no, absolutely. So if you are an XP, you need to start making plans to move soon. You can no longer hold status quo on XP. If you have some legacy applications that you're not sure they're going to work on 7, you need to get testing now because you're going to have to move sooner than later. If you are on 7 but your workforce is becoming more mobile, start assessing 8 sooner than later. For volume licensed customers, it's been available for a while. For new customers, it's going to be available, what we call general availability, on October 26. Get in and start testing. See if Windows 8 is going to be a viable solution for you. And last but not least, reach out to us. Engage your account manager. Let us bring in our service experts who can come in and talk to you about migrating to Windows 8, or if you're an XP customer and you're not ready for 8, migrating to Windows 7. Let us come do an assessment and a plan and then help you on that migration path.
That's a good tip right there. And folks, if you hang out with me for another 30 seconds, I'll give you more information to reach out if you don't happen to have an account team in place right now. But before I come back to that stuff, Joel, the big old thank you, sir, for joining me again.
My pleasure, James. Thank you very much.
And to everyone that is listening, if you're interested in learning more about Windows 8 or a desktop OS migration, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about engaging their on-staff software and licensing experts. You can also learn more online at govconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0019 for more information. Email, pretty simple, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to conclude this installment of Connection Point.